This day 1607, the Aruch Hashulchan Yomi. Today's Aruch is being sponsored by Rabbi and Ezra ben Chana Feigl for his chus, fatzlocha, and shiduchim, and Kosh Baruch Hu should send him a tremendous fatzlocha and a zibug hagun. Today we are doing Yoredea, Simon Shin Lamites, Zibugimot, the Simon Shin Mem, Zibugimot. It's something somewhat depressing about the order of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Aruch Shulchan's order, the tour originally, going from Bigur Chorin to Vidui to Goises, and then, of course, to Avelus. So. But Chayitain Alibo. Gimel, Kosei Mirama. The Ramah says, Chayitain also the Gram Lameshia Musmeira, it's forbidden to cause a mace to die quickly. Kamishu Goises, man, or somebody who is dying for a long time, the Chali Parade. And he cannot take leave. Osir Lashmida Karba Kesim Bitakim, now let's move the pillow and mattress from underneath him. Miloshem Shesh notes it's been mixes, Ophel Shigorim said. We've got to count those people say that certain feathers and certain birds which cause this impediment. Chen is then Mikomi also can move from space. Can also assume Aftechos, Pesach Nesses, Takashosh, that she prayed. Also, if there's some school that they had to put the keys of Shul underneath his pillow in order that he should take leave. some impediment which is preventing the Yetzias HaNefesh. So then, such as there's next to that house an incessant noise, such as somebody chopping wood, there's salt on his tongue. He's impeding the leaving of the soul. You can move this impediment. From the cloud sign of this removing the impediment. What he means to say is before we learned the ancient Maisa, don't do a teacher, they say carbon mitasa, which is going to bring his death closer. Moshimala carbon mitasa, so just move the pillow from underneath him. Therefore, it's adding that feeling of the item mitzvah carbon mitasa, so even they told that it's a mitzvah to make him die quickly, and tell Basa, which was benefit. Goshigosis Manaros, which he's known for a long time. For him, she's serving them, we see that he has tremendous afflictions. Mekomakon, nevertheless, also allows so shum Maisa Lazar. Now do any deed to bring this about. It goes out saying not to remove a pillow from underneath him. In this case, his head moves a great deal. From high to low. I feel as he's a mark, but even to move a little bit is also it's also been. Feel as who might even though don't do anything to his body. But to leave it, put something on his head without moving anything, clout at all. And some things basic necessities, such as putting the keys to the shul there. Kankin also is also the sub osa maisa shabbos mehera. The plan analysis is doing a maisa that he should die quicker. Afi made a maisa will goof shall like goof shall go. He says even though the maisa is not in the body of the person who's dying. Now, however, the Yesh Dabmin, that's how there's something on the side. Shemakim says the Nefesh is impeding the exit of the soul. Mutah Asir allowed to move the Marashah, whatever way you look at it. Imaikim decides, if the impediment goes on this account, Lama Yisbo, why she suffered? That lo zeu eno machmas etzim gufo, something which has to do with his body in and of itself. Imaikim decides, and if this really is not the impediment to his death, hello lo yeklim, well, it won't have any impact. Also removing the soil from his tongue. Long after Kamaisa cloud, sounds to be a mice old in Nua Kalhu. It's a very light movement. For the Mistame Nichol Arichayov, and also they probably put it there to extend his life. And made it Mutasiro, so you can remove it to bring his life back to the normal span. Some people are not sure about this. He says, in brackets, I intazu, who's against me, so Ludo evidently discussed this. Let me say, Kashash, but he holds his side, or Koshum self holds his side. Hey, Old Kasab, he also the Ramah writes, the issue is some say, the Inchots no kever, you don't quarry from a grave. Abishayna kever, he mobile by such a moose, even though the grave is not with him in the house until he dies. But also, so Shum kever, he was supposed to add the marker now to quarry any. The grave to be open till the next day. And where they're not going to bury the mace that day. Because to come over, there's a danger in this. I can assure you. But because in the cavern, which he said you don't quarry for him a grave. Because strict law of law, it's permissible as long as the cholo does not aware of it. Neil Tzarek, the Sarah Bear of Shabbos, and every Yathi Kabbal, Ev Shabbos, some of the Shabbos, right before Shabbos, Shemel, they speak of Kovro, because they might not be able to bury in that day, Mil Bechilu Shabbos. Unless they desecrate the Shabbos. Chal Shabbos also, which of course is forbidden. Mel Shoyek Brul, so it's going to come out, they're not going to bury him. He's Tzarek, the Neil Bechilu, and they're going to leave the grave open. We say Yesh Takonah, Arei Yesh Takonah. That evidently is some danger. And also, Achbar Kerry, well, the Chai Bear of Shabbos, therefore now to dig a grave while he's still alive on Erev Shabbos. Unless we reckon the Mafil Leishar Shalus Bekovro, that even there's not enough time to fully bury him, Mila Kopani Yashos Lachzor Malos a Kever Bafar, then we have time to fill the empty grave with dirt. The Turkey him Akha calls he was Lonishar Shahus Kodim Shabbos. It's not clear what happens if after all the meticulous care there's not enough time for Shabbos either to bury him or fill in the grave. In Mutal Malakutim Shemal of Shabbos, I'll have to tell non-Jews to fill up the grave on Shabbos. Came to Shakam Dover because there's a danger to leave it open. Okay, but then it's going to be more Gemara, perhaps because this danger is not explicit in any Gemara. Also, I mean, Lakim now tell non-Jews to do it. Vinirali is like the Adi Bishas of Chak. Arjun says, in his opinion, it is permissible to, at a time of difficulty to tell a non-Jew to fill the grave. They should say, Kabbalah Rabbi Yochasin, because there's a Messiah from Rabbi Yochasin, I guess it's one of the Sabbos Rabbi Yochasin that we're makbid on. Sheish Takarim Adav, there's a Messiah kind of leave a grave open. Levar Abadah, Mekubah Mekamonim, certainly his words were a Messiah from earlier generations. Yesi Shashi Udina, one has to carefully consider what to do with our Locha, so he doesn't actually pass it this way. The bracket says, "Ve'en kushiyah mashal chay mechin to achichlan." So it's not a question of that which a live person prepares shrouds for himself. This is actually boring. That's when he's healthy. Avakshu mesukan, but if he's in danger, the tak is not allowed to prepare shrouds. Having a psichas pel slatan chazishom, like opening one's mouth to invite the Satan in. Rachmona litzlan. Vav essentially by that which he said that goyis and so kuchayil chadvar, the person's dying like he's alive. What matters? Zekshu fanei, that's in front of us. Vishamulah, but that was something to whom it was told. When you go say, "Zeshu v'shoshem," you saw your relative dying 3 days ago. Certainly, Sabbalov, you have to mourn him. The body kvar meis, must he already died? Shlov goes to the meis because most people die. Most people are dying. Miu ishta asur leinase, but nevertheless, his wife can't be married. Because Mishino lel Isabel, we forbid her to go to Avelus. The Rabbanim leimu kaddish, and the children should not yet say kaddish. They shlovo yidei mishlo shino say. In order not to bring up a stumbling block that she might get remarried without definitive knowledge. To be shechmiru by a woman who's married, they were stringent. Levi aloch aleilech achrov, not to follow a majority, even though most would go see Malamitza, don't follow a majority. Who reminds you of himself, just they don't follow a majority by somebody who drowns in water, which we do not see the its shores. Okay, it's absurd, etc. Okay. It brings that brackets of Beit Shmuel says something which everybody disagrees with, but what it is, we have no idea. Zayim Chasim Yesh Leka Babais. If Chas Hashem, there's a fire in the house and you have a ghost that's there, but Chayek Lotzio Shom Yabayis should say you got to remove from the house, you shouldn't get burnt. Chaynemes Lotzio Mokam Mokam Leka, and also you have a dead body, you remove him from a place where there's a fire. I'm not talking about Shabbos right now. If who claim him at source for him is saving them, their body is takes precedence over saving exploding. But to save a child who's alive takes preference to saving a dead somebody who's dead. And person who's alive who's healthy takes precedence to a person who is alive but is in danger. As a beggar in the name of Chesed Chesedim. Ches, Omri Tzidik Adim Shaski Tzidik Shom. We say justification and judgment when the soul leaves. Vavelim Avarchim Acharei Tzidik Shom. Vavelim make a bracha after the soul leaves. Baruch Hu Leidina Emes, they make the bracha, which they Malchus, God is a just judge, Mekorein, and they do Kriya. The Kriya is Barba Simon Shemem, and the Kriya are going to be clarified in Shemem. We don't do this nowadays. Nowadays, most people at least wait till the actual Baya. Kemishata Don Lamus, once a person inclined to die, in Rashi Melechimenu, the people now have to go away from him. They shall take an option, Yechidus, so the soul shall depart when he is alone. Then Mevish Mishkom Memes. But the soul is desolate, but say some, it's devastated, I guess, a better term. Say some in a group that leaves the body, doesn't see good people surrounding it. Matom you are some, you so basic, see us in Nefesh. It's best if there are 10 people around when the soul departs, those but God's machine, because then the soul meets up with the divine presence. But as a mitzvah, Amorim Bishah, Bishah, see us in Nefesh, so as a mitzvah to stand there when the soul departs, Shemit says, V'chi od lo netzach, will live for eternity, blay Ashachas, and not see corruption. Ki ashi yirech achomi amusu, when you see sages and you die. Koshe and Niftar are the God of the Torah, certainly the person who's dying is a great person. Torah, Mizbarchim Menachem, and he saw some people and he bestows blessings before his death. So in a God of Abbot, it's a very great matter to be there at the time of Tzias Neshama. V'leim, Mishas Tzias Neshama, so I'm standing there when the soul is departing. Ein Achemo, there's nobody there besides him. Also Lo Zvo, now I have to leave the person who's dying. I feel Yachad Zman Tzfila, even if you're going to miss the time for davening as a result. Test. Kasa Rabbeinu Meisayisa. The Meisayisa writes, meaning Lishbo Kamayim Sh'ubim Shem Shchunah Sameis HaKal Shana. Meaning is to spill out all the drawn water, which is in the neighbor of the mace. Shchunah Hu Beis Batim. The neighbor is two houses. Levi Beis Beis Hameis, besides the house of the dead person. But Tan Kasa Kamayim, the angels write, reason that they Shiyedu Shameis, that people should know that somebody died. Let's look like you prepare, and people should not have to say it explicitly. Mishum Melti Diba, because it's going to be bad news, which you don't want to convey explicitly. Ramaz Lazet, and this is a hint to that. In the pasuk it says, "V'tomah shom Miriam, Miriam died." V'gomer loya mayim leida. There's no word of the congregation, so the hint of a death is the lack of water. Peace according to this in Shabbos Yontif Osli Shvoch. And this according to this in Shabbos Yontif would not be allowed to spill the water. Does Osli Diyo Shum Tzar, because they are not allowed to notify people of any bad news. Can I make a push that's later? And that's a widespread custom by us. Osli Shvoch on mayim Shabbos Yontif, not to spill the water on Shabbos Yontif. Common time is that, also according to this reason, Enchi Lishbol Kol, you don't have to spill out all the water, come on, obviously, just enough to let people know. Quite about Kobol, the man who sourced the cells in the Kobol, Kosov, Ikar HaTam HaZeh, and writes this is the primary reason. Chai Kosov, then he wrote another reason. Yeshu, and some say he had time. The reason is, Pisha Malach HaMovitz, Meipila, Bamayim, Tipa Samovitz, the Malach HaMovitz, puts into the water a drop of poison. The elixir of death. They view on mices and they bring a story in this regard, I and Shum. Five times at Tefel of Tamish, and this the second reason is certainly subordinate to the first reason. To be honest, I'm astonished. I'll come from Achim and Zaharbe, and some people are very stringent about this. Kilu Gemara refreshes if it's explicit Gemara. Yeshu Zim Lazor Tavshin Bishu Lamayan. There's somebody who wants to answer a dish which is cooked with this water. Vainzel Dibe Timon, this is an astonishing thing to say. For if you ask Basako is important by Gemara, even things which are explicitly mentioned as dangerous in the Gemara. Amru Chazal say Gam Kain, Va'ina Dashi Barab Mishom Reb Zal Hashem. Chazal say about them as well that today when many people do this and don't get hurt, God protects the fools. And the that's supposed to be Kuf Tazayin, and this is Gemara and Shabbos, the end of the 18th parak, and Yibamas Tavay Beis. Kav Chom Yisakai. Certainly, it's true about this kind of chumrah. Umayasu Arim Magdalos, what a great city is Baslusha. Bisholosh Chatzeros, in three courtyards, it's 2 miles by about, you're going to find hundreds of householders. Mayasani Bechor, what's a poor person going to do in winter? Shabba Kvedus, the last mine, it's very difficult to get water. Luzen Yerlani is like the little kill her baby dover. Therefore, I think it's appropriate to be very lenient in this matter. Chemis Migdalos, this is what I saw from Postkin. It's my Chor Shamayim Chusim, also winter when the water is covered. Chemis Torah, the last mine. It's also difficult to get water, but even Chusim, they're covered in Yesh Lakel, should be lenient. Shabbos Yotam, and Yishpo Klav, Shabbos Yotam, should not spill at all. Chol Mayim Shein L'mitzvah, and any water which is being kept for the purpose of the mitzvah, also enough to spill out, because Shomer Mitzvah lo yeh davara. That which is being safeguarding for a mitzvah will not know anything bad. In brackets, it says, Yabiyesh Yisar B'shas Misa, you should be careful at the time of death, Shlo Yetzei Ever Chutz Lamita, that no limb should protrude from the bed. They're all supposed to be inside the bed. And the people standing there should be serious and be meticulous about this. It's appropriate then to be involved in matters of holiness. Much because it's safe for your Ma'avri Abok, like it says in the Ma'avri Abok. Hilchos Kriya. Shin Mem, called in a Kriya, all the laws of ripping clothes. Al Misha Mesel may somebody upon whom somebody has died. From a Mesel Shchai Vesabalem, a lamb from the Mesel upon whom he has to mourn. Much Kasab Mesim and Shinai, much Kasim Shinai Dalas, we shall see. Chai Vekrol of us do Kriya in that person. Chiyam Zelbi Rabbanan, Sechiyad Rabbanan, as Mukhokra they linked it to a Pasuk. Kachmur Chazal Memoy Kotan, Chazal Seim Mokotan, Daf Chavdal, Ava Shalom Pirin, Chai Mesel somebody doesn't remember your clothes. For the dead is liable to death himself. See, from of lo samusu. It says about the time when Aaron's children died, they should not rip their clothes and they will not die. But another person doesn't rip his clothes, Chai Misa is liable to death. Zeki and Shomer is like they said, somebody violates with the chachamim is liable to death. Because it's not, the pasuk is not really connected. It's the smach ba'amu. It's just a mnemonic device, this pasuk. Pasuk kra b'nei Aaron kaim. The symbol of Shalom pasuk is going, b'nei Aaron, dim hei m'yifurmu chayim misa. That if they rip their clothes, chayim misa, nothing to do with anybody else. Being chayim misa, they don't rip their clothes. Beis v'emes kol tanach, sh'nim so sh'korin ha'ozeh v'chayez v'chayez. And throughout Tanakh, it's prevalent. We find people to agree on this in similar cases. Lodavi krab and oshemes. Dovi ripped his clothes and shuts on a die. Kasim. Vayakam dovi krab with a dove. Dovi arose and ripped his clothing. Vyom ksim and says, Ba'il vayakam. Eel vayakrab. Eel vayakrab ripped his clothing. Vayakam misharab. Besura slosh. No worse than any other bad news. Shukran where we rip clothing. Kavatim. Vachiska. Vayakam. Vachiska of Yirmiya. Kamoshi's barb and simon zay like we're going to see in the simon. Vikorin dafka movement. Yudukriya standing up. Avikorin yushab layatza. If you tear saying down, you're not yoytze. More my kohen chafav. B'chayv yikrab pa'am acheres. You have to kriya again. Zeh guvi avin David. This we learn from David. Tuxi ba'yochem David. David arose to kriya. Shai misham yalim iyov. Yushai learns this from iyov. Tuxi ba'yochem. He arose. Ayin sham. Shai shalano dachi limud. Zeh ayin sham in the arshas. Rejects that limud from iyov. And b'da'a bracket says, b'da'a sarifa. Arrive at the b'dyevit yotzik sharam yushav ayin batur. There are opinions of b'dyevit. You're yoytze. Even you tied sitting. If you rip your clothing sitting down. The prime minister is after the soul has departed. That's why people are aroused. But at least it be before they close, seal the grave with dirt. And they look at us, but he didn't do Korea during that time. Us Korea called Shibi, do Korea all 7 days, anytime. So it's the time of arousal. But if the 7 days of avails have passed, you do not do Korea, answer the crowd, you no longer do Korea. The bar aviv imo, except for a father, mother, shkoyli olam, that which you do kriya, no matter what, mipnei kavodam, because of their honor, even after the 7 days. And that's it for today.